Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Yeah.
That's right. Wake up out there. It is Tele Tuesday, and we have our wonderful master, Stephanie Haynes, coming on with us today. And the topic is going to be Learn to Let Go. You know, the show is being sponsored by CDC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals through consulting, workshops, training, higher ed. But we focus on the young minds of our children here. So I'd like to say, moving into the second week of 2024, which is going to be more in 2024, we'd like to say good morning, good evening, good night, good afternoon, wherever you're listening from. You know, our listeners in Japan, United Kingdom, Sweden, and many, many other places. Hello, hello, hello. There will be more for 2024. And before we get going, you know, that primary election is March 5th. Yeah, that's the important one. You want to get out and meet your candidates. You want to do the research, the primary places, the endorsed nominees on the ballot. And we hope to get the right people in the seat and the wrong ones out of that. Keep it in mind, this belongs to you. Your voice, your vote is your voice out there. You vote them in and you can take them out. So start doing your research. Don't wait till the last minute. Primary, March 5th. That is a very, very important election because it places them, the ones that are going to do the job, it puts them on the ballot, okay, in order for them to run. And when we talk about truth and finding, as Stephanie Haynes is going to bring us some truth tonight about learn to let go, you diabetics out there, Dr. Glenda Davis is having a masterclass tomorrow on January 11th. Write this website down if you have not already registered, https://exposingdiabetes.com/truth, okay? https://exposingdiabetes.com exposingdiabetes.com/2. And when you check in on that, you don't want to miss this education. You're going to understand about the tooth, and nothing but the tooth. Even if you're not diabetic, you'll learn more about yourself. You might be able to help someone that is. And if you're not, if you listen very closely and follow this educational series, you'll never become one. So before we bring this hands in, I'm just going to play just a little bit of this, because when your determination changes, everything else will begin to move in the direction you desire. The moment you resolve to be victorious, every nerve and fiber in your being will immediately orient itself towards your success. On the other hand, if you think this is never going to work out, then at that instant, fail and your body will be deflated and give up the fight. And then everything really will move into the direction of failure. We're not failures over here. We are victors. So you want to let go. Make room for that positive mindset. Make room for the positive things that are coming into your life. And get your pads and pencils ready out here, because, you know, Miss Stephanie Haynes is the master of what she does, and you don't want to miss a word. Let's just take a little bit of this. And after we start more for 2024, you're going to be feeling like this. Welcome.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something has to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Took a break. If I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long kind of free. That ain't bad, I
found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me. Yeah.
That's right, and we have Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Killing in the Womb, with us. And when you want to have more than 24 and have a whole lot of people mad at you, she's going to tell you how to learn to let go. We do a lot of series here. Get your pads and pencils ready. Stephanie Haynes, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and good evening to you, Miss Linda, and listeners.
Stephanie, we are so glad. We know you're a busy, busy, busy lady, and for you to come on and pair and share with us, we have much appreciation and respect for you. Welcome in. I'm having a great evening. I got a big smile on my face here, and I got my pencils and pads ready, so I'm going to let you take it.
All right. So good evening, everyone. Last week we talked about forgiveness and letting, making sure that when you forgive, you truly, really forgive. And the only way you really know that you have forgiven that person is that when that person comes into your environment, you don't get a seeking heart. You don't get that raging feeling, that anxiety that comes up. So forgiveness is an act of the will, not a feeling. If we pray for a person, we can be assured that we have forgiven that person. So always remember, forgiveness is for you and not the other person. All right, so today we're going to talk about learning to let go. So how do we begin dealing with your negative emotions so that you can become an emotional, healthy woman or man for the rest of your life? Now, I hope everybody got your pens and paper because we're going to do a lot of writing today. So let's get started. So give yourself loving permission to acknowledge and fully experience the emotion you are feeling. Now, being able to feel emotions keeps you alive, not just people who are active and attentive to their emotions are much more likely to retain their vitality and excitement about life. So you're not medicating with drugs, alcohol, sex, shopping, gambling, whatever you do to avoid a feeling in the present moment. Now, to identify these triggers and memories associated with an emotion, ask yourself, what brought on that particular emotion? Or are you suppressing your emotion? Because when you do that, you will destroy yourself, and you find out what's causing you to feel this way. So let the emotion out. Honor a time limit. Give yourself a specific amount of time each day to be alone and express your feelings. You can loosen in a hot shower, on a long walk, or even in the closet. Once your time is up, wash your face and do something nice for yourself before proceeding with the life as usual. Next, ask yourself what you can do to change the situation. Don't waste even 1 second trying to figure out how another person needs to change to make you happy. You will get sick or stay sick if you keep trying to change someone else. So focus on yourself and what you have power over. Remember, don't look outside of yourself. for your happiness. Have faith that you that your soul will show you the way to heal and have your needs met. Listen to your inner wisdom as it brings you truth and clarity about what actions you need to take. Concentrating on each desire you feel in your heart causes creative energy to start flowing. Take action. Don't sabotage yourself by going back to old patterns that was not working for you. Don't look back. Look forward and take action to change the things that are hurting you emotionally. All right, so now we're going to do some writing. And this is the opportunity to dig deep and just to be honest with yourself. All right, so we're going to deal with some negative emotions so that you can become an emotional healthy woman or man for the rest of your life. So the first question is, how will you give yourself love and permission to acknowledge your emotions and feelings? What are those things that you need to do? Because sometimes we get in our own way. And sometimes we get into the blaming and complaining game to keep us from dealing with our emotions. We don't take full responsibility or be accountable. Remember, everything is a cause and effect. Number two, how will you identify your triggers and memories associated with an emotion? How will you identify your triggers and memories associated with an emotion? Number three, how will you honor a time limit to yourself each day to express your feelings? How will you honor a time limit to yourself each day to express your feelings? Now, especially, you know, before you go to bed, it's a good time to journal, to just dump your mind. You know, write down what happened during the day. So when you go to bed, you have a good night's sleep. You're not tossing and turning. You're letting go. Number four, ask yourself, what can I do to change the situation? Sometimes it's how we perceive something, how we react to it. So maybe we could have said something differently. So what can you do to change the situation? Number five, how will you demonstrate your faith in allowing your soul to guide you? You know, that first thought to me is always the best. So sometimes we don't listen to that inner voice that speaks to us, that warning. So how will we demonstrate your faith in allowing your soul to guide you? Number six, what action will you take? All right. So are there any questions, Lisa?
No,
Linda.
Not for me. I'm looking at, I like everyone, but I like that number two question, IGN, the triggers and the memories associated with giving you that emotion. That's very, very important. And in order to do that, you do have to take that quiet time and talk to yourself, the wall, the bird, or somebody to try to figure out why is this coming up, why am I feeling this way. That's that one I can relate to. So that was that number two, the ID the triggers and identify the triggers and the memories associated with that. And those are the things that you have to sort of like push out the way, because that's thinking back in the past. And also the one with, you know, demonstrating your faith, because if you have faith, no matter what it is, if you move on your faith and your inner soul and sit down and take time and listen, you'll be able to work it out instead of running around with a fancy throwing chairs, mad at everybody, blaming everybody, and all of that stuff. So those two things I resonated with.
All right, so we're going to go into the letting go meditation.
Yes.
If there's no more questions. Okay. So everybody find a quiet space, whether you're sitting or standing or laying down, whatever is comfortable for you. Just take a deep breath in through the nose and exhale slowly through the mouth. Once again, take a deep breath in and exhale out through the nose. Once again, a deep breath in and exhale out through the mouth. And just gently close your eyes. Allow the tension to leave your body. And just bring your focus on your scalp, your forehead, and your face. And just relax. Let your tongue, throat, and shoulder relax. Let your back and your pelvis relax. Change from within. Change your thinking. Change the way you speak. Change the way you express yourself. Only then will the outer change occur. Let your breathing be at peace as you relax your legs and your feet. As you are relaxing, say to yourself, I am willing to let go. I release and let go. Let go of all the tension. I release all fears. I release all anger. I release all guilt. Release all sadness. I let go of all old limitations. I let go, and I am at peace with myself. I am at peace process of life. I am safe. Take a deep breath in and exhale out slowly through the nose. Take another deep breath in. And exhale out slowly through the nose. Time bring the palms of your hands together. And we're going to rub healing energy into those hands. Place them over your eyes. And open your eyes gently. Now bring your hands out to the side of you. Now reach them up to the sky. And stretch as high as you can go. Taking a deep breath in as you reach up. Exhale out as you bring in your arms down. And let's leave them down shoulder width. Now bring your arms together. And let them cross. And let's give yourself a big hug. And tell yourself, I love me just as I am. I will speak peace, love, and prosperity to everyone I meet. Go and see. All right, Miss Linda. So that was the section on letting go.
Okay.
It's very short.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we needed that. Moving in to this new year, 2024, for more excitement, love, care, kindness, and all that other stuff. We're starting it off just right because, like last week, we had forgiveness, and this is letting go. And, you know, we cannot bring in the good unless we get out the ugly. And you have just given us that meditation to do that. I did not realize it was a short. I know it's a good session because basically you touched everything on the nose, and that big hug, we all need to give ourselves a big hug every day, okay? We need to do that, a big hug and a beautiful smile. You know, I call myself sun over here, and when I'm going through it and I feel somebody's trying to bend my sun ray, you know what I tell them, okay? But, you know, even as I'm speaking with them, I find more and more that I'm doing it more subtle, more softer, and always trying to do it with a healing tone. So when you work on yourself, get rid of that ugly, make room for that positivity. That's what it's all about. I didn't realize it was this short, so I have I have been looking. I know that there's a lot of activities coming up. Is there anything you'd like to share with us? What's that? I know Kingdom Day is coming. As organizations participating, do anything to celebrate? Would you like to tell us about any of those things?
Well, actually, I'll be doing an event in Pomona this Saturday. I'll be a vendor at the NCNW Pomona section.
Okay.
Yes. This Saturday. And, excuse me?
That's in Pomona. Is there at a fair or a campground, or is it at a location, or is there any information?
It's going to be held at a church.
Okay.
Yeah. And that information, actually, I don't have in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I can get, you know, send it out back to you. And what we can do, we can go into taking off the mask. We do have, maybe 30 more minutes?
Yeah, you want to do that, letting go and then taking off the mask? We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a treat this evening.
Yeah, so we can go into taking off the mask, right?
Okay.
All right,
okay,
so I'm going to read a little poem. Okay, so let's play my desperate pretending game. With a facade of assurance without and a trembling child within. So begins the parade of masks, the glittering but empty parade of masks, and my life becomes a front. I idly chatter to you in a suave tone of surface talk. I tell you everything that's nothing, and nothing of what's everything, of what's crying within me. So, when I'm going through my routine, do not be fooled by what I'm saying, please. Listen carefully and try to hear saying. Hear what I like to say, but what I cannot say. I will not be easy for you. Long felt inadequacy makes my defense drunk. The nearer you approach me, the blinder I might strike back. Desperate what books, I mean, despite what books say of man, I am irrational against the very thing I cry out for. Now, you wonder who I am? You shouldn't, for I am every man and every woman who wears a mask. Don't be fooled by me, at least not by the face I wear. Okay, so grab your pens and paper once again. We wear many faces for different occasions, sometimes to hide our true feelings. We suppress our feelings and now allowing ourselves to share our true feelings with our friends, loved ones. When we hide behind the mask, we are living in our false self. We begin to manipulate our way through life. When we manipulate, it causes us to take advantage of others, and we will be creating bad karma. So to create healthy relationships, you want to be able to speak from your heart center with your authentic voice. If not, all of your relationship, because you are not operating in your true self. Now, to create deep, lasting, and loving relationships, you have to be honest with yourself. When you have been traumatized, you become defensive and put up walls so no one can hurt you. That caused you to live in your false self, and no one really knows how you truly feel. It takes courage to live in your authentic self. After all, the forgiving and letting go, we have to take the mask off and learn how to live in a space of honoring ourselves and speaking in an assertive manner. When we are in a relationship with anyone, we want to be able to feel comfortable enough to share our true feelings. Taking off the mask exercise will guide you to speak in your authentic voice. So now we got some questions for you. To number one, how many faces do you wear? Okay, number two. How many are there, and can you name them? Do you suppress your true feelings in relationship with your partner? Do you convey your true feelings when they are not living up to your agreement? Do you convey your true feelings when they are not living up to your agreement. How often do you suppress your true feelings? Do you suppress your true feelings? Number six, what are your triggers in a relationship with your partner that keeps you from expressing your true feelings? What are the triggers in a relationship with your partner that keeps you from expressing? Now, it doesn't have to be a partner. It can be a loved one. It can be a family member. And actually, it can be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, what changes do you have to make to create an authentic relationship with your partner or yourself or your family member? It can be your coworker. It can be anyone. But what changes you have to make to create an authentic relationship, showing up in your true self, not wearing a mask. When I stop looking outside of myself, I free myself to express my creative inner spirit. So do we have time enough to go to take in off the mask meditation?
Hold on. Yes, we do. I was on mute, so I wouldn't make any signals over here. Yes, that's time. You can go through the meditation. Give us all this good morning, 2024.
Okay. All righty, so we're going to get ready for our meditation. You know, get into a comfortable place. You know, you can lay down, you can sit up, you can stand up, whatever's comfortable for you. Now, taking off the mask and finding the higher self meditation. And when you're ready, just close your eyes. Begin to pay attention to your breathing, noticing its rhythm, the way your belly rises on the in-breath, and now relax and let go on the out-breath. Now in the mind's eyes, imagine that you are coming to a door. What does it look like? How does it feel when you touch it? In just a moment, you can open the door and find one of your masks behind it. A part of yourself that you would like to know better and be enriched by. Open the door now and meet this mask. It may be a person, an image, an animal, or a kind of thought. If the door seems stuck or not seeming to appear, what would you meet if the door did open? Or something did appear. How does your mask appear to you? Take a part of yourself and go to your innermost place of wisdom. Imagine the Sacred Center as a summer meadow on a sunlit day. Spend a moment appreciating the lushness of the grass, the trees, and flowers that shine inwardly with a living light, the fragrancy, the colors, the warmth. The more you open to the beauty, the more you can feel the sacred presence of your own higher self and the beings of light who are always ready to come to your aid. Feel the sunlight shining down upon you and watching over you. Feel it running through you, filling you with vitality, clarity, and compassion. Feel it filling your heart and emerging through your eyes. Now, look at your mask. Also bathe in light. The light point over it and shining out through it's communicate. From the deepest level of your being, your intent to know, love, and understanding this aspect of yourself. Now, ask this part of yourself, how are you trying to help me? Listen carefully for the answer. Ask when it came into being. Your mask for the help it has given you. Explain carefully how its attempt to help sometimes hurt you, especially when they come from old fears. Ask it to cooperate with you in operating out of its highest wisdom in service to your higher self. Ask how you can help it operate out its higher potential. Then imagine a scene of how this would appear in your life. Take a moment and finish your conversation in any way you need to. Feel the warm light shining down upon both of you. If any fear remains, allow it to dry up in the sunlight and blow into the fields where its dust can nourish the flowers. Take the beautiful, loving being that was the core of the mask all alone and tuck it into your heart. Rest in peace, love, and wisdom of your higher self. And know that your healing is also a healing of the world soul. When you are ready, take a deep breath and a stretch, coming back at your own pace, taking your time until you feel ready to open your eyes. All right, Linda, so that's the end of Taking Off the Mask.
My goodness, Stephanie Haynes, we appreciate it. We got two bangs for one this evening on Tell It Tuesday with learning to let go and taking off the mask, because each segment leads into another segment, and you know I love everything that you write about, talk about, teach about, encourage us about. And I'm just sitting over here with a big smile on my face. I would like to say, listeners, Stephanie Haynes is the one, okay? Believe me. And I'm going to share something with you. Be very careful when you are lying down in your quiet space. Don't get on that yoga mat because she might start snowing. She knows how to get you there, okay? She definitely knows how to get you there. Stephanie, we love you. The event this weekend, get that information to me. You're going to be vendoring out there. You've been vendoring for the National Council of Colored Women, right? That's NCCW. Is that the title of the organization? Can you give us those accolades again?
Yeah, it's National Council of Negro Women, but actually I will be vendoring for myself, for my own business, for Fashionably Befit.
Okay, Fashionably Fit. And that's in Pomona.
So,
that's going to be exciting.
Selling my health and wellness and fitness information in my book.
Okay.
Yes. My stuff on chakras. And, so come on out. I have a lot of information on self-healing.
Okay.
Wellness. Yes.
Okay. And I need to speak with you, I guess, at a later time because of the events and stuff that you put on through, not the NCCW, the other organization, but we'll talk about that because I was asked about that and I needed to ask you some questions about it to see, you know, how we could collaborate on that. But we'll talk about that. But give me the information. Now, what time will this event start on Saturday in Pomona?
It's in the evening.
Okay. Now, I have a lot of people out there.
I will get the flyer,
I have people in the Inland Empire. Yeah, I have a lot of people in the Inland Empire in Pomona. And before you get there, give me that information because I might be able to team up and bring some folks out there. They're out on that end. And if I come out on that end, we'll hang out on that end since you said it is the evening. So get it to me as soon as possible so that I can, you know, see what their schedule's like so we can come on out and support you like you always support us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, listeners, we're going to wrap this up. This is Tell It Tuesday. Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Moon. As soon as I get the information, I'll put it out and let you go. Go out and join Anita. Get all of that goodness, okay? Goodness and greatness. You want to do that. That's what we're all about there. Sharing the care and the wellness, the love, the all the stuff, dealing with the spirits. And you said you're going to be selling your chakra information. Now, you know, everybody love that chakra series. So listen up. If you're about the chakra series and you can get by there, you want to go and join that great event. So it will be at a church. You'll have your vendors set up. And is it a church anniversary? Is it something special? Or is it a youth thing?
No, it's Martin Luther King. They're doing the Martin Luther King event.
Okay. All right. I can see that. So you're not, I remember years ago when we was up at 3 o'clock in the morning, are you going to deal with the breakfasts? I'll never forget that day. That was the most exciting day. In many parades also, but I remember, I can't remember what year when we was up at 3 in the morning getting there for that breakfast at 5, and it was so rewarding, so refreshing, so educational. I just loved it. And when the parade started, I was ready to go take a nap. We had been up so early doing our thing, but, you know, we like to move. Changing 4 and 5 pairs of shoes, but it was awesome. And every time Kingdom Day comes around, I think of that day. As a matter of fact, I go back, you know, when we're celebrating and look at those pictures and things. So keep it moving. You're out there. She's out there with her ears to the ground. You want something done. You want to call Stephanie Haynes. It's going to be right. It's going to be done right. And if not, you're going to have a problem because this lady does not play around. That's all I can say. Stephanie, we love you over here. and we want you to have a good evening. Tomorrow, maybe I will give you a call tomorrow evening. We're kind of tight this evening. Maybe is it possible I can give you a call after 6 or between 6 and 9? Is that workable?
Yeah, after I get off.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be back. We have a few things that we're trying to wrap up for tomorrow, a few excursions and things. So I will give you a call. But Stephanie, I want you to have a great evening. Congratulations on your vendorship. You know your table is going to be the popping table. You know that, don't you? And get the information as quickly, because I know people in the Inland Empire and out in that area, Pomona, El Monte, you know, mm-hmm. just on that end. So, you know, it's easy for them to get to. So, okay, let us know. And can you give us one word? You can gave us many words, but give us something to let us sleep well tonight. You want to add on? What would you like us to do? This is Tell It Tuesday, and Stephanie Haynes, the healer, author of the healing of the wound. You got anything else to say, Steph? Give us one or two to close us out.
Well, before you go to bed tonight, just dump your mind. Let go, be free, and have a good night's sleep.
Let go, be free, and have a good night's sleep. Stephanie, we love you. Same thing for you. Get yourself together and send that info. We love you. Stephanie Haynes, the healer, the author of The Healer of the Wound, and many, many, many other things. She is in the community, and she gets it done. Stephanie, we love you. Have a wonderful evening. Waking up with Linda McShann.
Thank you.
Forget, register, get that education, get that information, make that change. Lemoyne 24, Dr. Glenda Davis, FrozenDiabetes.com, the truth. This is the website. I'm going to remind you again, https://exposingdiabetes.com/truth, and you're going to hear the truth, nothing but the truth. It's tomorrow. Get off. If you have not registered, do not miss out on this greatness and this goodness. Good evening. We must educate ourselves. We must change our mindsets, and we must advocate for our health and take care of our health. And she has some information for you. Have a wonderful evening.